Despite two decades of work to bring them back, the spotted owls of the western United States are still on the decline. And now they face a new threat, not from loggers this time, but from another owl. Lauren Summers reports from member station KQED.
Northern spotted owls certainly love remote old-growth forest, but they also live right next to urban areas. National Park Service ecologist Bill Merkel is playing this recording of a spotted owl in hopes of hearing from a real one. It's almost dusk, and we're standing in a dense forest near Muir Woods, just north of San Francisco.
I think they're just probably like 50 or 60 feet up there.
Was that an owl?
That was an owl.
Merkel races up a steep slope that's covered in brush and poison oak. In the branches above him, he sees two spotted owls.
So this would definitely be a pair. They're hanging out together.
Northern spotted owls got famous in the 1990s when the federal government set aside millions of acres of forest to protect them. That stoked an epic battle between loggers and wildlife groups over their habitat. Since then, spotted owls haven't come back. And biologists believe that's due to this threat.
It's often described as, who cooks for you?
Who cooks for you, right?
That's David Press, another National Park Service ecologist. He's joining Merkel to look for the owl that makes that call, the barred owl.
You see anything from there?
They peer into a hollow high in a tree.
Just at the very base, you can see a little bit of that barred owl.
They're in the old spotted owl cavity.
Yeah.
Merkel looks concerned.
It's a troubling picture for the spotted owls.
Barred owls are an invader, originally from the eastern U.S. They first arrived in spotted owl territory in Washington decades ago, and Merkel says they've moved down the coast ever since.
The barred owl's a little larger, it's a little more aggressive.
Barred owls take over spotted owl territory, and in some cases, even attack them. Barred owls also have an advantage because they eat a wider variety of prey. In places like western Washington, the spotted owl population has been cut in half since the barred owl showed up. The Fish and Wildlife Service hopes to deal with this by taking a new approach.
Well, basically it means permanent removal.
Robin Bowne is a biologist with Fish and Wildlife.
We're going to look at all potential opportunities, but the most humane way to do it is to shoot them.
Bowne says they plan to eliminate barred owls from a few study areas to see if the spotted owls there do better. They also want to see if it's even feasible to remove barred owls by shooting them. And yes, Bowne says that will raise a few eyebrows.
It's a difficult concept to say, I'm going to kill one species to try to save another species, but it's also something that in some cases we need to do.
I think there's relatively little we can do about it.
Eric Forsman is a wildlife biologist with the U.S. Forest Service. He says shooting owls isn't a long-term solution.
To try to control barred owls across a large region would be incredibly expensive, and you'd have to keep doing it forever, because if you ever stopped, they would begin to come back into those areas.
That's why Forsman says it's looking pretty dismal for the spotted owl.
I think all we can really do is try our best to provide habitat for spotted owls. In the long run, we're just going to have to let the two species work it out.
If approved, the barred owl removal study, a.k.a. owl shooting, would begin next year. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Summer in San Francisco.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.